Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
22027.
Thank you. And could I have your first and last name?
My first name is Darvis and my last name is Fralin, Fralin.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
22027.
Thank you. And let me see, I'm still getting that pulled up. Bear with me one moment.
Sure.
Okay, so I do see here, let me see, hold up, you paid the shipping. It was back on May 17th, and it was for $7.95, and it was for the KitchenAid. And so that was strictly
Okay.
just the shipping for your free gift. And then you were attempted to be charged the membership fee of $56.95, and that would have gotten you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
Okay, I just reported all the information fraud because I did not know anything about a cozy fireplace, whatever your name of your company is, and I did not authorize anybody to charge my card for $56.95 that was supposed to have been a mixer for, you know, all of this is fraud. So you can just stop the order and cancel out everything because my bank just called me.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, I have gotten that canceled for you. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
Yeah, because I'm going to let Facebook know that this information that you all are putting out there is not correct information.
Well, it did
state
there in the terms and conditions about the $56.95 charge, so you would have had to agree. I'm sorry, you would have had to read the terms and conditions in order to get a
full
understanding. No,
it wasn't. It didn't come up like that. It did not come up. So,
okay,
anyhow,
well,
you
it
can
has been
cancel.
canceled. And was there anything else that I could do for you?
No, not at all, not today.
Okay, well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
You do the same. Bye-bye. Ain't that some mess?